Ghana loses about 2.7 million square meters of shoreline annually to the sea as a result of coastal erosion. This occurs alongside the destruction of coastal infrastructure. The effect on communities, tourism and the economy were highlighted by the Minister of Environment, Science, Technology and Innovation, Mahama Yariga, in Accra at the celebration of World Oceans Day. Joyce Jechi reports.
The sea covers about 70% of the earth and produces more than half of its oxygen. It facilitates international trade, serves as source of food, and generates huge tourism revenue to countries that have managed their resources well. This natural resource is also a habitat for numerous marine lives. Increasing commerce and industrialization, land-based pollution, and dumping of all sorts of waste are some of the causes of the pollution. For instance, 8 million tons of plastics from bags to bottles are washed into the sea annually. These adversely affect the health of human beings and biodiversity. Due to the alarming pollution of the sea, the UN set aside 8th June since 2008 to be observed annually as World Ocean Day to raise global awareness on how to reverse the situation. The Minister of Environment, Science, Technology and Innovation, Mahama Yariga, said pollution of the sea coupled with climate change is eroding the country's shorelines. He describes the state of the ocean.
Our choice as a people to employ inappropriate fishing practices coupled with other overcapitalization of the sector has resulted in severe decline in many of our fish stocks and the collapse of others. Today, we no longer have the trigger fish. The sardinella and horse mackerel stocks have declined significantly.
He touched on the destruction of wetlands and lagoons and their effects.
The deplorable state of the Kole and Chemu lagoons today is a testimony of the recklessness with which we choose to treat our environment and in managing our waste. Many of our coastal lagoons, which serve as fish spawning and nursery grounds, are rapidly tracing the path of the Kole and the Chemu lagoons.